Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Welcome to the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Charlie Romeliotis here in our downtown WGN radio studio as the Blackhawks pick up a 4-3 shootout victory over the Carolina Hurricanes at Lenovo Center. And we're going to go right back over there to bring in Steve Conrad to help us break down this game. And Steve, it didn't look pretty in that first period, but the Blackhawks showed some guts and were able to kind of, they held three different leads in this game. 1-0, 2-1, 3-2. Carolina was able to tie the game in all three of those instances, but the Blackhawks found a way to get the shootout victory. Like you mentioned with John just now, it feels like it was a very well-rounded win for Chicago.
Yeah, I think they're kind of talking about that right now in the dressing room. It wasn't just, you know, Connor Bedard won the game or Spencer Knight won the game. How about that goal Connor Murphy scored to go ahead at the time 3-3, but ultimately it was a tying goal. They went ahead 3-2, I'm sorry, when he scored that goal. I mean, just a fantastic. Who knew he had those types of moves? And, of course, he played a really strong defensive game also. That Louis Crevier played really well in the back end. You know, praise goes to everybody. And, of course, Spencer Knight doing what he's done all year long. So what I'm impressed with, though, Charlie, is, you know, you look at the body of work now and big wins against, you know, earlier this year, Utah, who's playing well, and Tampa Bay, who's waiting for the Blackhawks, and wins against Detroit and Toronto and Anaheim and, you know, the Dallas Stars and the Vegas Golden Knights and even the Washington Capitals. I mean, those are quality teams. And if you can put together, if you can beat those teams, you can be amongst the top 16 teams in the NHL. So they get some, you know, they've had a bad luck of health, really, over the last couple of months. But it seems like, you know, most of the important guys are back now. I know Teuvo Teravainen's still out. Jason Dickinson's been really good, and he's out tonight too. But they get to full strength, and the coaching staff has to make some decisions as to who stays in and who rests. That's good inner competition for the team. But I just thought tonight was, I think it was a statement game, because you come into Carolina where they had won 5 in a row at home. They were looking for 6 in a row, and they'd beaten just a couple of weeks, not even a week ago, the Florida Panthers 9-1, and they come in here and they just do a heck of a job. I know it wasn't a shootout, but still, a win's a win, and they beat Carolina.
Steve, if you would have told me before the game that the Hurricanes were going to have 5 power plays and the Blackhawks were going to have just one, I would have told you that this game was probably going to go very lopsided for the Blackhawks. But I feel like I'm running out of things to say for the penalty kill that went 5-for-5 and has now moved into sole possession of first place in penalty kill percentage, and the Hawks get a shorthanded goal on top of it. Just your thoughts again on a really stellar performance by the PK.
Well, you win the special teams battle, right? Because not only did you not give up a power play goal, you scored a shorthanded goal. And I know the power play didn't score, but they weren't given many opportunities. I've kind of run out of superlatives. It's more will than anything, I think, you know. And Jeff Blashill talks about their length on the back end. They got some big, long guys, whether it's, you know, Connor Murphy or Alex Lassick. Louis Crevier is a key penalty killer. And those guys are, you know, well north of 6'4", and they have long arms and long sticks. But I think it's the anticipation. And I think it was really illustrated with that goal by Ilya Mikheyev back in the first period, where he read the play before it actually happened. And keep in mind, too, Carolina, 5-for-8 in the last 3 games. 5 power play goals on their last 8 chances, which is, you know, I can't do the math right now, but it's over 50%. I know that. 4-for-8 is 50%. They're over 50% in the last 3 games. So, you know, I think it's the work ethic one, but it's also, you know, it's the hockey smarts. It's the anticipation, knowing where the power play might be going. And that's what Mikheyev did on that read, and he scores a shorthanded goal. And then it's, you know, great goaltending, because I think he did have to make 6 saves while they were shorthanded. So Spencer Knight deserves some credit. And then the 200-foot clears. Every time you clear the puck, you're killing 15, maybe 20 seconds off the penalty kill. So all those things were important tonight, and they've been important all year for the penalty kill. And I think they take a lot of pride, and I'm glad you looked that up. Number one now in the NHL killing penalties.
It feels like the Blackhawks did a really solid job, too, of protecting the house on the penalty kill. Like, sometimes you look at a 5-for-5 PK performance and, you know, you look at the goaltender and they maybe made like 12 saves, right? But Spencer, the Blackhawks only allowed 5 shots on goal on those 5 power play opportunities, and Carolina had 17 shot attempts. So they did a really good job of getting in lanes, and they were only credited with 4 high danger chances in those 10 minutes of power play. So again, it's not just stellar goaltending from the Blackhawks. Like, they play really well in front of Spencer and Arvid on the PK.
Well, yeah, and let's mention Jeff Blashill, too, because he was part of the penalty kill in Tampa Bay, and I know they were top 5-6 last year in Tampa, and he's changed the penalty killing, and they're more aggressive, and it's kind of, I think the term they use is like push down. They try to take away the middle, they push you to the side, and then they push you down to the hash marks on the faceoff circles, because shots from there probably aren't going in. It's a tougher angle, and it's not prime real estate. When you shoot from the middle in the slot, chances are if you don't score, the rebound's coming right out front. So they use that aggressive in the middle, push it to the side, then push it down and get you into a bad shooting lane, and that's exactly what they've done. So Jeff Blashill has brought that penalty-killing mentality with him to his coaching staff, and they caught on rather quickly, and right now they're the best in the league.
All right, last one for you. An assist, a fight, and a shootout winner. Are we counting this a Gordie Howe hat trick? Maybe a partial Gordie Howe hat trick on Oliver Moore's 21st birthday?
Is it Ollie's birthday today?
It is his 21st birthday today,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. I wish I'd. Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, definitely giving him the Gordie Howe. And at the time, and I'll stand by what he said. What I said, I wasn't okay with him coming over because I thought that was a good hit by Nikishin. But that all being said, it showed something. It showed that I'm going to stick up for my brother. I don't want, you know, a big guy running Nick Lardis, a smaller guy. And so that's what he did. He ended up getting the extra penalty. So, you know what? Those are the kind of penalties as a penalty killer you want to kill. When a guy's standing up for a teammate, when you're stopping a sure goal, you don't mind killing those penalties. So, yeah, because he's 21 today, you know, he lost that fight, obviously. He took 3 strong rights. John pointed out to me, though, that he did get the first shot in. So good for him to get the first shot in. But he took 3 to the cheek, got cut open. But he came back. And that's what, you know, that's what life's about sometimes. It's showing up. And when you get knocked down, you come right back. And that's what he did. And he had the last laugh because he scored the game-winning goal in the shootout. So it was great to see the team respond and congratulate him afterwards, because they were happier than he was, I think. And that's how well-liked he is in that dressing room.
Love it. Steve, great job as always on the call. Have a good call tomorrow at Notre Dame, and we'll see you on Sunday back at the UC.
Yeah, have a good one with John. Hey, listen, we got a bit of a winning streak going here, so don't let us down.
Yeah, oh my God, that's a lot of pressure now. Well, we know what happens if they lose tomorrow. Steve,
it's on you.
Yeah, it's definitely on me. All right, good stuff, Steve.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, we're waiting on some sound from the Blackhawks locker room. A 4-3 shootout victory over the Carolina Hurricanes, but the flight by Yingling, Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, is going to roll on anyway after this on 720 WGN.
Next shooter, 0-for-1 in the shootout this season. It would be poetic justice, as Steve told you, if he scored the game-winning goal. This is the Hawks' 6th shooter on the game. He picks up the puck at center ice. Carries it over the Hurricane line on the left wing side. Angles back to the slot for the win. Shoots, he scores! Hawks win! Hawks win in the shootout down here in Carolina!
Back here on the Flight by Yingling, Chicago Blackhawks radio post-game show, Flight is the next generation of light beer. That it was the shootout winner by Oliver Moore to give the Blackhawks their 2nd consecutive victory after falling, after dropping 3 in a row prior to this little 2-game winning streak. And great to see Oliver Moore pick up that shootout winner. Had an assist in this game. Also dropped the gloves for the first time in his NHL career, finished with 2 shots on goal, and also took 13 faceoffs, won 6 of them. So nice to see Oliver Moore just kind of bounce back too from that fight as well. All right, let's get to tonight's Ice Time, sponsored by Rogers and Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. It was Alex Vlasic leading the way for the Blackhawks at 25 minutes and 37 seconds. Right behind him was Wyatt Kaiser at 22:40. And then how about Louis Crevier logging 22 minutes and 21 seconds of ice time? That is a new career high for Crevier. Ironically, it came last year, January 18th, so almost a year to the date, off by 4 days. He logged 22 minutes and 12 seconds in a 5-3 win over the Vegas Golden Knights for Chicago. So Louis Crevier setting a new career high in ice time. Artem Levchinov, by the way, was at 16:37. That's his lowest in a game since December 7th, which was the 7-1 loss to the Anaheim Ducks. I thought he had a tough night in this one, and we saw his ice time start to get limited in the second period and on. He ended up getting moved off the pairing with Wyatt Kaiser and got moved with Matt Grizzlick. So he started playing more in a third pairing role. He had a tough shift to open up the third period where Seth Jarvis kind of stripped him of the puck. I don't think Artem Levchinov took another shift for like 6, 7, 8 minutes after that, and then he finished off the game. So just another learning lesson for Artem Levchinov. All right, we got some sound rolling in from the Blackhawks locker room. We're going to hear from Oliver Moore coming up next when the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show continues on 720 WGN. Back here on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, the Hawks knock off the Carolina Hurricanes 4-3 in a shootout, and it was Oliver Moore scoring the shootout winner. Let's hear what Oliver had to say after this victory.
It's one you'll remember, I imagine.
It's a good way to ring it in. Got beat up. Won a hockey game. Thanks, Frank. Won a hockey game, so that's all that matters.
You had that in overtime. You blow a tire and they get the puck going the other way. You're probably like, oh crap. And then you get a breakaway. I mean, what are the mood swings of that overtime?
Yeah, a lot of emotion going around for sure there. I was nervous when they had the puck and I was like, oh, bounce out. And I'm going the other way with the puck. So try to bury it there. But that was crazy, crazy game.
What did you see in the sequence that led to the fight?
Well, I mean, I just saw Lardy get hit pretty hard. And I mean, I know Nichushkin's a rookie. And I mean, I knew we didn't have a ton of momentum in that game, so I just wanted to try to spark the boys a little bit. Obviously, I haven't really worked on fighting, you can probably tell, but I just wanted to stand in there for them, and I think anyone on our team would do that for anyone, so that's the kind of culture we're trying to build in here, just trying to stand up for each other.
There wasn't any, like, oh crap, it's him moment, like when you realized who it was that you were for a fight?
No, I knew it was him, like, when I was going to go drop him, but...
He's a big fella.
He's a big boy and Russian, so... You know. Yeah, he's probably... He said it was his first... I actually talked to him a little bit. He said it was his first fight, too.
Okay.
Can't buy that. But, no, it was all good. I mean, just wanted to try to stand in there.
What did it mean to get to pull out this win against a very difficult team to play against? I mean, this is probably the youngest lineup you guys have had all year to be able to pull out this win.
Yeah, I mean, it's important. I think every game right now is important, obviously, and... obviously, coming in this building, I've heard all about how hard it is to play in, and especially the first period. I mean, they were flying around, and I give them a lot of credit for the way they played, but we just tried to weather it, and I think it's another mature win. We made good plays at the right times, and great goal by Merrifair too, obviously.
Yeah, put him in the shootout.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't go, but no, just kidding. But, he played an unreal game too, and a lot of guys just had great efforts.
Did that feel in the shootout like an opportunity to avenge the breakaway save?
Yeah, a little bit for sure. I mean, I wanted that one back. I was pretty pissed about it. But, I just tried. I mean, I tried to call my shot on the bench, honestly. We've worked on shootouts a lot just after practice and stuff. So, it was good. It was my first shootout goal in probably like 7 years. So,
okay. Did you correctly call it? Did you say
I did?
Okay.
A lot of shootouts these days. It seems like overtime is not really ending in goals anymore.
Yeah, I mean, teams play good D. I don't know. It's kind of how it goes.
All right, that was Blackhawks forward Oliver Moore. He is quickly becoming one of my favorite guys to talk to inside the locker room. You can even hear the personality and just the way that he answers questions, and it's always smiling. And so I thought he had a solid game. Boy, he did have that breakaway in overtime, and if he would have converted, that would have been an official Gordie Howe hat trick, but we'll give him maybe a 2.5 out of 3 Gordie Howe hat trick with his shootout winner in this game. So Oliver Moore, let's get to so Frank Nazar, he made a return in the lineup in this game after missing 14 games with the jaw injury. The Blackhawks were 7-6-1 in those 14 games without Frank Nazar, and It was just great to see him back in the lineup. He logged 18 minutes and 30 seconds of ice time. Also led all Blackhawks skaters with four shots on goal. Let's hear what Nazar had to say in his return game.
How did you feel tonight?
Felt good. Good game to get back into. A lot of fun, obviously. And I said a great team, so it's good to get right back into it.
Took a big hit by Svechnikov in the third. Everything okay after that?
Yeah, good.
Is that kind of nice even to just feel some contact again? I think Bedard said that when he came back.
I mean, it's going to come out at some point, right? You're gonna get hit no matter what. So just being ready for it, that's all.
It's kind of a gutty win by this team, right? I mean, that's a tough team to play against. They're so aggressive on the forecheck. They're so physical. So for you guys to pull out a win there, what is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's my first time beating those guys since I've been here. So, you know, that felt good. Obviously, there's such a great team at keeping the puck in our zone. So you're trying to minimize that and go down and play in their zone. So it's always fun playing them.
What was talked about at the second intermission? It seemed like third period you guys generated a lot more.
Honestly, I think just playing our game, putting it behind them and you know, really taking advantage of their D-zone structure and how they play. Obviously, if they play so much in the O-zone, they're not going to have too many chances to practice in the D-zone. So really just focusing on that and just sticking to our game.
It's probably not a fight that Oliver Moore should be picking, but how you guys seem to be all about it.
No, I think like some got in his eyes. So he just couldn't see. So I've seen him take down bigger guys.
All right, that's Blackhawks forward Frank Nazar. He also finished with seven shot attempts in this game, by the way, and also went 5-0 in the faceoff circle in his first five faceoffs of the day. He finished with 6 of 9 for a 67% success rate. One more break to get to, and then we're going to wrap up the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show after this on 720 WGN. Back here on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, we're going to dive right into a prospect update. Let's check in on our next generation of players sponsored by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. How about an update on Mason West? Back with the Fargo Force in the USHL after quarterbacking Edina to a state title. In his first five games, he had 5 points. His next five, he had 0 points. And in his last three games, he has 3 points. So he's starting to turn a corner just a little bit, getting off to a really hot start. Hopefully he continues that over in Fargo. Let's try to squeeze in what we can of Blackhawks head coach Jeff Blasio on this 4-3 shootout victory over Carolina.
Yeah, it's a tough building. Obviously, and they're always really, really good in the first. And, you know, I thought Spence was real good in the first. I thought turned too many pucks over, went backwards too much, and that made it harder on ourselves. I thought we got, you know, a little bit better. I thought the third was definitely our best period. Obviously, the penalty kill was real good. Spence was good. So it was a gutty win by the guys.
PK is number one in the league. Mm-hmm.
We got good killers. I've said it all year. Like, up front, you know, we've got guys like a guy like Mikhaev is as good a killer as there is in the league. On the back end, you got, you know, those guys are so long. Murph's always been a good killer. Vlas, Krebs, Mikhaev, all those guys do a good job. So I think we got good killers. They understand our plan and they execute.
Heck of a birthday for Oliver Moore. Yeah. What were you thinking when he got in the fight, and then what were you thinking when you put him out for the shootout?
I was just proud of him. You know, like that's his teammate, that's his buddy, and he's going to stick up for him. And you got to do some things like that. And you know, he came out of it all right. And I was really happy for him to be able to go out and kind of end the game. It was fitting, I thought. To me, that's karma. You know, you stick up for your teammate, and you get a chance to finish it and win the game. That's karma.
You really used Crevier a lot. I think it was a career high in minutes for him today, and yeah, kind of hold back on Ledschmidt. What was the reason?
I didn't think Artie had his best night, especially early. And so it's still got to be, you know, ice time has to be earned, and there's been nights where Artie's played really good, and he's played a lot, and tonight wasn't his night, and I thought Louis was going.
All right, that was Blackhawks head coach Jeff Blashill. Let's dive into our next game preview sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Hawks are going to be right back in action tomorrow night at the United Center against the red hot Tampa Bay Lightning. Pregame show is going to start at 5:30, early start time because of the national TV game. And boy, oh boy, are the Lightning red hot. 13-0-1 in their last 14 games. And since December 20th, they are first in goals per game with 4.36, and they are first in goals against per game at 2.14. So over the last month or so, actually a little bit over a month. They are first in both offense and defense. So the Blackhawks have to be ready to go tomorrow against John Cooper and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. Score savings on every fill-up with Club Citgo. Download the app now to start saving. United Airlines, your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, and Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. Big thanks to our production crew of Jack Heinrich and Alan Poppy. They were led by our engineer, the captain, Krista Flores. For John Weideman and Steve Conroy, who brought you the call from Carolina, I'm Charlie Romeliotis signing off after a 4-3 shootout victory over the Hurricanes. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night from the UC.